Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And believe me when I tell you, folks, it's going to be another barn burner of a night. So I am broadcasting to you from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station. By the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way, and on Parler as at the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and to start things out, as always, it is the one, the only, the formidable Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren from California. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, sir.
And they're outside the window, lined up, cheering. All right, just hold the noise down. There we go. That way we won't wake up everybody over there in the hotels. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget that, because it's important that we remember that here in America, in the day and age in which we live in, correct?
That's right.
Yep. And we need a little bit of help, by the way, for some of that. Now, I'm going to start tonight with something that was said yesterday, and we're just going to take it and run with it temporarily. President Trump came out, and he did an interview with Newsmax TV, and he said a potential restart to the construction of the border wall, which was championed and begun by his administration, that's reportedly under reconsideration by the Biden administration, is good news. Now, apparently the DHS Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, has come to his senses and talked to some people down on the border when they're talking about what the best way is to try to stop the, put a plug in the dam, if you will, that's overflowing. And they said, just finish the wall. Just finish the wall. So that may, in fact, happen, because they still have money from that project that they can't use for anything else.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And so what we see here really is a twofold thing happening, in the sense that when President Trump was in office and the wall was not yet complete, of course, it was being constructed. A lot of it had been done. But we didn't see the issues and the problems that we see under the Biden administration. A lot of that had to do with the policies of the Trump administration and the fact that migrants or whomever knew what to expect from the Trump administration. Then when Biden came in, suddenly the message got out essentially that it's open open door now. Biden's going to let everybody in, et cetera, et cetera. And we see the results of that. So this has to be a twofold thing. Number one, if they restart the wall, and number two, the Biden administration has to do something about the stay in Mexico policy and on down the line if it's going to be successful. But isn't it something, Captain, to see that the Biden administration may have to revert to the Trump solution for a problem that they now themselves essentially created for themselves? That's really something.
Yeah, and we'll see where that goes. Now, in the meantime, the Biden Baseball League, that's what they're now calling Major League Baseball.
Right.
The Biden Baseball League is, and by the way, folks, if you doubt that progressive politics dominates nearly every institution of American public life and culture, look no further than the decision by Major League Baseball to move its summer All-Star game from Atlanta. Now, President Biden has gone on to say that he would strongly support the idea and the league dutifully obliging all that's going on, and he supports the athletes because he's now, they changed the message again. But, well, the athletes are on board with this, that, and the other. We haven't heard a word out of the players' union. I haven't. Have you?
No, I haven't, Captain. I can't imagine that the ball players are in favor of something that, number one, divides fans and America even so far, and basically eats, you know, takes away the progress that's now been made in getting people back in the stadiums. This is crazy time. And you know what, Captain, with President Biden saying, well, it's the good thing these for-profit corporations are speaking up about these new Jim Crow laws. They're not Jim Crow laws.
No.
In fact, it's you can vote earlier in Georgia, I think, than you can in many other states, including
New York.
And longer.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so they're not Jim Crow laws. But what they've done is they've created a pressure point about this thing in Georgia.
Yeah.
And to make it about the GOP. The GOP,
yeah,
you know, trying
and,
to
and,
do this.
And now you want to make it racist? Here we go. We'll make it racist because of them. They've moved it from a predominantly black city to a city that's about 90% white. And it's a sanctuary city.
Yeah, indeed. So, again, you know, and, you know, if this isn't about protesting some kind of unjust law.
No.
Because they haven't read the law. They can't show you where it's unjust.
No, because if they try, they're going to lose. But anyway, folks, we'll be back. Kyle and I will be back with more right after this short break, 3-minute break. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and we'll be back on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we'll do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is very much a part of my integrated health plan. Been taking it for going on about 5.5 years plus. And the ingredients inside Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 work for me. They help me with the inflammation I have in my left ankle and foot and leg. And also, it helps to go right straight to the source of the pain to either lower or eliminate the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to your body's healing process, comes in convenient individual packets, and the 3-week quick start only costs $19.95. So, go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little video that's there if you want to know more. And then you can just jump on in there, order the $19.95 3-week quick start, see what it does for you, and become one of the tens of thousands of people that have successfully ordered over there, and they're still taking the product today simply because it works. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's see here. I'm going to go right to a telephone caller here to begin with. I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes, sir, boss. How you doing?
60 seconds. Go for it.
Just like to say, ladies and gentlemen, you can see you don't have to be a Phi Beta Kappa from Harvard to see that letting illegals in down at the border is the stupidest thing that anybody could do. If that was my brother, I'd toss him out of the White House. That's how stupid that is, okay? By the way, Martin Luther King Jr., when I grew up with blacks in the Bronx, okay? He said that no man, no white man should tell you can't go to work and make money, and it's a disgrace against the Constitution that you can't go to work. And let me say this about Easter Sunday. I hope you bow down and worship the Lord Jesus Christ and went to your local church and gave God some of your money to say thank you for all your blessings in Jesus' name. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace, Captain.
All right, and you know who never said anything about Jesus on Easter?
Well, that would be none other than President Biden himself.
Yeah, the Bible-thumping Roman Catholic person that he is never said a word about it. There was no Easter religious message at all from him.
Isn't that something?
It is something. It's the first time it's happened in years.
Well, that's right. Even Obama mentioned Jesus. So did President Trump, of course. Biden made some vague reference to resurrection, but that was about it. And certainly did not seem to encapsulate what is the Easter message, why we have Easter to begin with.
Okay, we got somebody to welcome into the group. Who is it?
That's right, Captain. We just welcomed in a new person named Rich into the Captain's America Third Watch group. And so welcome, Rich.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Trot on over to the chat room and start talking.
That's exactly right.
All righty. Now, you know, it's hard to say all this voter ID stuff, and they're making up a bunch of stuff, and liars still lying about their lies, the White House changing the story in trying to do this, over 200 companies in the woke culture complaining about this and about that. But you know something, Kyle? They all require ID of some sort to get a job with them.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah. Okay, and they're... Okay, you got to have ID to get a job. You got to prove who you are, and voter ID doesn't work for them? Come on.
Well, again, this is, you know, of all the different things you have to have an ID for, it would take us the whole segment and more to simply read off the list of everything you need an ID for in your daily life. Captain, this again, this is about creating a pressure point on a particular narrative, on a particular thing, and the woke companies, I guess, as it is now, they're happy to join in, but they would never, ever, ever allow the same kind of behavior to occur in their own business. And so it's just the proof's in the pudding right there.
Some people don't have bank accounts, right?
You would think, yes, perhaps.
But when they get a check and they have to cash it,
mm-hmm.
what do they have to show?
They'd have to show a picture ID, I'm sure, in order to even go to a check cashing place. But you know, Captain, you can get an ID.
Yep. Free.
Yeah, the government will issue you an ID.
Yep.
I mean, again, and why? Because it's necessary to have one to do business in your daily life. And so if we have so many people who don't have an ID, but still want to be able to vote, well, there's a built-in government program right there. In fact, Joe Biden can come in, swoop in, and be a big hero and say, I gave them all IDs. I got them all IDs, and now they can vote, you know, or something like that.
Well, here's why he's in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to read something, a key new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey, done since Monday, finds that 75% of likely U.S. voters, doesn't matter what party they're in, likely U.S. voters say requiring voters to show photo identification, such as a driver's license, before being allowed to vote, is necessary to a fair and secure election process. Now, in this poll, when you break it down, 51% of the Democrats agree, and 81% of the Republicans agree.
Bingo. Because,
yeah.
I can imagine, and this is why you see, I mean, that's a high level of bipartisan agreement, no matter which way you slice it, because people understand that to have a fair election is good for everybody.
Yep. And in the overall poll, Kyle, 19% disagree. 75% agree of all the likely voters. And 19% disagree.
And one of them is Stacey Abrams, I'm sure.
And Mr. Senator Warnock. The big embarrassment to Georgia. I hope you people realize what you did to yourself. Talking about Georgia now.
Well, sure. Sure. And again, there's so much buyer's remorse, Captain, about Joe Biden, about the senators in Georgia and so forth. There's so much buyer's remorse. I don't think we can even get a radar fix on it. It's so far away now. But it is really palpable. And that simply means that especially as we move towards 2022, the Republicans, the GOP, they play their cards right. They stay on message with this stuff. And I think you're going to see some pretty big changes in the House of Representatives and in the Senate. It may not be a 50-50 split, and Kamala Harris may not have to, or not be able to, I should say, get the opportunity to go and cast a deciding vote because it won't even be close.
Right. Now, last night at 9:33 p.m. Eastern Time, the Save America PAC, which is Donald J. Trump's PAC, right?
Right.
He put out a statement, and I'm going to read the statement. Too bad the desperately needed election reforms in Georgia didn't go further as her original bill originally did. But the governor, lieutenant governor, would not go for it. The watered-down version that was just passed and signed by Governor Kemp, while better than before, doesn't have signature matching and many other safety measures which were sadly left out. This bill should have been passed before the 2020 presidential election, not after it, because it's now reported that the chain of custody records for over 400,000 absentee ballots are missing or are not being shown. In any other state, they wouldn't count. I wonder why. Show them now. The Democrats in Georgia really pushed the Republicans around like the so-called consent decree. I believe that was Stacey Abrams, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, which was illegally signed by a Secretary of State without any legislative approval. A Democratic dream. Boycott all the woke companies that don't want voter ID and free and fair elections. That's from Donald Trump.
Wow. Well, of course, as we get, you know, further and further away from the November election and the Georgia elections, it'll become more and more apparent that something fishy was going on. Now, we understand about the court decisions and not hearing the cases and the certifications. All that's, you know, done and over. But there will be, I think, a feeling out there, a prevailing wisdom, as it were, that yes, something happened, and the voter ID and all these kinds of things are a big part of making sure that doesn't happen again.
Now, the mayor of Palm Beach, Florida, which is in Palm Beach County, of course, came on television last night. I'm not sure if he was with Tucker or somebody else, but he came. I didn't see the interview. I just saw it afterwards, a part of it anyway. Came on and verified everything that Governor Ron DeSantis said, disproving, once again, and blowing totally out of the water, once again, CBS News and their effort to try to defame Governor Ron DeSantis. And they're losing the battle, but they're standing behind their report, Kyle. And hold that thought, because when we come back, we'll talk about that and a lot more, because I got another Florida story we have to talk about, and that's Congressman Matt Gaetz. You haven't heard a word out of him at all in the past several days, but we heard something last night.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order Tuesday banning all government-mandated vaccine passports, stopping any government agency from requiring citizens to show proof of COVID vaccination in order to receive services. The move follows a similar order from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The White House says that the federal government won't be involved in creating a vaccine passport system. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that it will be up to private entities to decide if they want to create credentials like that.
The government is not now, nor will we be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential. There will be no federal vaccinations database and no federal mandate requiring everyone to obtain a single vaccination credential. As these tools are being considered by the private and nonprofit sectors, our interest is very simple from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, announcer-type lady. We appreciate you doing that for us. That's Kathy Curtis, a voiceover artist here in Tampa, Florida, and she and I were at the same radio station for about 3 years, and she was the afternoon news anchor there. Matter of fact, in the morning, it was Roger P. Shulman. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. All you got to do is go over to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. You'll have an interaction with a one of those little robots that says, what can we do to help you, blah, 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 blah. Now, if you just want to get the name of the insurance agent near you so you can talk to the agent, that's fine. You can do that. Or they'll give you a quote right there, right off the website. All you got to do is give them your zip code, tell them what it is you want to insure, and then they'll produce a price comparison for you for the car that you're driving. Maybe you're driving a truck, or you have a motorcycle. You could have an RV, or you could have an ATV or a boat, all included in that too. Now, the great thing is also you will be able to get your homeowners or renters insurance policy taken a look at too. Now, you can bundle everything. You can bundle everything together with your homeowners and your automobile, same thing with your renters, and save yourself a boatload of money. So go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Check it out and see what they can do for you. You might be pleasantly surprised, and I've been pleasantly surprised for going on of the last 17 and a half or so years. All right, back to Kyle Warner, your professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I got something for you. Want to hear this?
Yep.
Fact checkers didn't exist until the truth started getting out.
Well, it sounds about right. The so-called fact checkers, whomever they might be.
Yeah. Now, we heard something very strange late yesterday. Matt Gaetz has been accused of being involved with an underage girl, this, that, and the other, none of which there's any proof for. And he was being extorted by this individual who happens to be an attorney in Pensacola. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to mention any other names because anybody knows if they've been to Pensacola, it's a rather odd society there when it comes to politics because a lot of strange things go on in that town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that we all know. And if you don't believe me, go ask somebody that's in politics in Pensacola. They'll tell you. And, oh, by the way, the extortioner, the person that was trying to extort the money, came out and confirmed that the sex probe of Representative Matt Gaetz was linked to the $25 million he was trying to extort from Gaetz.
Yes. Isn't
that odd?
It is odd, and evidently he's still insisting that the person in question here insists it was an extortion. You know, and so it is kind of interesting, especially when you...
But yet he wanted $25 million for something that wasn't extortion.
Well,
what else could you possibly call it?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So this does get curiouser and curiouser. Again, we're waiting for all of the information to come out and so forth. But yeah, this is definitely an odd twist.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is something very odd happened the other day. A stewardess on an air flight came up to a young boy traveling with his family, his mom and dad. And he wasn't wearing a face mask and said that the boy had to put on a face mask or he had to leave the plane. Well, it just so happened that for health reasons, he had a certificate with him that stated that he did not have to wear a mask. Well, the flight attendant, the stewardess, would not accept that. So she forced the issue and forced the family off the plane, and eventually everybody got off the plane. But they were allowed back on, including the young lad without the mask, because obviously he had a medical exemption. Guess who did not get back on that plane?
The stewardess, I think.
That is right. So stupid is as stupid does when it comes to something, and you see a certified medical certificate that says somebody is allowed to do something because of their condition, I mean, you might want to think twice.
Well, right, and you might want to be able to go through the process. I'm sure that there's got to be some kind of procedure of going up the chain of command in order to, for the airline in order to be able to make that determination without it resulting in, okay, everybody get off the plane, you know, or, excuse me, deplane. If everybody will deplane at this point, there's got to be a better way. Exactly.
By the way, we're getting a report here that just came in from the Times of Israel, and it's a report that came in late last night. Eric sent it to us. It says, Iranian vessel said to be IRGC-linked spy ship hit by limpet mine in Red Sea. Gosh, who laid the mines out there?
Well, I think that would be Iran, wouldn't it be?
The Iranians or the Houthis.
Yeah.
One or the other. So apparently one of the mines they laid out there to try to sink one of the oil tankers or whatnot hit the wrong ship.
Wow. Big time.
Yeah. Well, okay, so that's what we got going on here. And thank you for sending that, Eric, and we'll get on that here in a minute. But anyway, matter of fact, I'll probably use it for my military report. Now, here's one for you, Kyle. The communist Chinese government, having identified the USA as weak, since Joe Biden became president, is now actually, in fact, escalating their military maneuvers in and around and against Taiwan.
I know. It's almost terrible being right all the time, isn't it? It's the idea.
Told you so.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not trying to be funny per se, but it is obvious we've seen this kind of thing begin to escalate.
Yep.
We understand what the Chinese government is all about.
Yep.
And, Captain, this is not totally dissimilar to what Putin is doing over on the border of Ukraine.
Correct.
At this point. They see what's going on. And they are ready to make moves that they wouldn't normally make if you had a strong American president.
That is absolutely correct. They wouldn't have dared to have tried this. Well, imagine Ronald Reagan years ago.
Right.
For one second, they wouldn't even think about this because they think, uh-oh, Reagan is going to launch a missile at us.
Well, that's right, because he was decisive. So it's not an age factor. It's not any of those kinds of things. It is a determination factor. President Trump was also resolute. And, of course, the last time something happened with Russia and invading some other place they weren't supposed to go into, was that under Obama and Biden?
Crimea.
That's right, in the Crimea.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, so this is, unfortunately, the end result sometimes when you have these kinds of policies or you give off those kinds of vibes to the rest of the world, you have to realize as the president, whoever the president is, the president has to make sure that they're not going to trifle with them like this.
Okay, so it's now been established that the White House, their official policy is they are against the vaccine passports due to privacy concerns, correct?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
All right. And little Dr. Fauci said it should be left up to the states, correct?
Right.
And Europe, in the meantime, has already instituted the vaccine passport, correct?
Yep, in many ways, yes.
So, if the government, our government says you don't need them, and many people won't get them, and Europe says you need it, and you're going to take a trip to Europe for whatever reason, I think you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, that's going to be if you travel to another country. But at the same time, though, too, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a little further down the line and suddenly the White House changes its tune and says, well, we saw what happened in Europe. They're doing a really good job with it. It's really actually pretty cool. So we're going to have that here in this country because we just want to be safe and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that could happen, but because they do sense there's real pushback right now. And by the way, Captain, I saw a report on this earlier. You're not going to believe this, right? They're selling fake vaccination cards on eBay.
I saw it.
Yeah, and one of them I think already got shut down.
$25.
Yeah, and they could be as much as $200 in some cases from some of these different sites. And so that's going to get into the mix, and somebody's going to start talking about, well, we're going to need to have some kind of official thing that you're going to have about your vaccination. So stay tuned.
So Vice President Kamala Harris is getting a lot of pushback about when she was in California. Why in the hell, when you were 2 hours away from the border, did you not go to the border?
Well, I think she doesn't want to go to the border because she doesn't want to go to the border and have anybody ask her any questions about the border. You know, that's just, they're just trying to keep her out of the fray on that right now.
Yeah, and obviously, well, I remember the comment. She's the most qualified person to do that, so I'm appointing her in charge. Jeez, oh, man. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards is going to take us out.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot in Flying J nearest you. When you see that big billboard sign up there, pull on over, get in there, have yourself a free cup of coffee on us. Just go inside and tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, talk about them on the radio. And I said if you went in there, you get yourself a free cup of coffee, and you will. But here's the best thing. If you join the Drivers Club, you'll always get a free cup of coffee. And guess what? You'll also get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy inside, the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and you can use them and redeem them for things later on. Maybe Christmas time you want to buy some things in the store that you see that your kids might like, or maybe some loved ones or whatnot. Well, guess what? You can do that. So join the Drivers Club, and don't forget to stop by the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. All right, we're going to play a song right now, and I'm going to challenge Kyle to see if he knows who's singing this. Now, it's a song we've heard before, but this is by a different artist altogether. So here we go.
Hey,
Hang on.
All the hits you get, Kyle. Who is that?
Well, there's a couple of telltale vocal things going on there. I'm going to go with Britney Spears.
You're right, and nobody would have thought that, you know, to begin with, because and I don't even know when she did that, but I think it's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah, well, that song, I mean, dates back into the 80s with Joan Jett, you know, and everything. But yeah, I don't know what year Britney Spears did it, but yeah, that's definitely her.
Yep, exactly. And, of course, in her own style, right?
That's true. Yeah. Very good.
Right. Well, you got that one, so I couldn't fool you on that one. The other night I got you, though, on one of them.
You did. That's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to read a statement there. I'm going to turn you loose on the weather here. Scattered severe thunderstorms and heavy rain are expected across the lower Mississippi Valley, with other isolated severe storms possibly farther north over the middle Mississippi Valley. Elevated and critical fire weather conditions are forecast over portions of the southern High Plains and southern Rockies. And we've got some winter weather that's moving out right now out of Wyoming. And, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, you're exactly right, Captain. Wyoming tonight near Casper along Interstate 25. If you're heading south down Interstate 25, you're going to hit that winter weather advisory in the Douglas area, the Glen Rock area. It's also going to be east of I-25 over in Lusk, Wyoming as well. So be careful, because that's also going to extend over into Nebraska as well. Coming down I-25, we get down to southern Colorado. We have a fire weather warning at this time, and this is going to be down in the Durango area. This is going to go down into New Mexico, covering Santa Fe and Albuquerque as you travel down Interstate 25. Over in Utah, though, we've got a freeze warning. This is going to also straddle over into Colorado as well. In the Grand Junction area, I-70, you're going to encounter this. And as you go into Utah, you'll find that freeze warning going on. This is going to be in the Arches National Park area and also Moab, Utah. Arches National Park, if you ever get a chance to visit there, absolutely do it. You won't be disappointed. Also, that freeze warning is down in the southern part of Utah as well, the southeastern corner. High wind watch tonight north of Los Angeles. This is going to be up near Santa Barbara, north of Ventura, looks like we're not getting the big winds that we thought we might get, so that's some good news for our wind-weary Southern California. And also, Captain, tonight, freeze warning as you travel up Interstate 5, just as we had last night in the Medford and Grants Pass area of southern Oregon.
All righty. Well, I'm going to go right to Kansas, because coming out of Wichita, Kansas, between Wichita and Topeka, from the south to the northeast, we have a system right now, a severe thunderstorm warning in many of the areas there. Possibility does exist for a tornado
could happen. Not going to say will, but could happen. Severe thunderstorm watches in many of the other areas. We also have a flood advisory for Salina, Kansas East along I-70. So be advised of that. That could present a problem in some of the low-lying areas going across. But that's going on right now in Kansas. It's active, affluent situation. So we wanted to get that out there right away for you. Now, in the meantime, Kyle talked about the snow in Wyoming, but that snow comes across the southwestern corner of South Dakota and the northwestern corner of Nebraska, just north of Sydney and north of I-80. Now, there's a winter storm warning for that little corner of Nebraska right now, about 20 miles of Nebraska. So life could get exciting up that way, depending on what happens. And, oh, by the way, down in the central part of Oklahoma tonight, you've got some unsettled weather conditions there for some weather to fire up as the day progresses here. Windy right now. Also down in the Midland area of Texas, on up towards the Wichita Falls area. And the eastern part of Texas, east of Dallas-Fort Worth on I-30, right there on the line with Texarkana, you've got some unsettled weather conditions there, which also goes down just inside the Louisiana line on down about 150 miles. Conditions there favorable for some sort of storm activity today. Now, it's windy along the Gulf tonight from just south of Houston all the way down to the border with Mexico. We also have got some windy conditions again tonight up along it's up along the coastline of Rhode Island and Massachusetts. So Cape Cod, you could be getting some windy conditions up there again tonight, Lynn. And that's about what the weather looks like, Kyle. It's actually a fairly quiet night, except for those couple of little areas.
Exactly right. Yeah, so that's some good news for travelers and our trucker friends out there tonight.
Yeah, and again, folks, pilots and Flying J's, they are the largest truck stop chain in the country. They bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we want to encourage you to stop by and check them out. And the reason for that is because you'll be able to go in there and get yourself a free hot cup of coffee the first time. Say, hey, I was listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and he said if I stop, I get a free cup of coffee. And you will. But consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club. And I want to talk to the RVers, too. RVers have a tough time sometimes out there trying to find a place where they can pull their rigs in and whatnot. Stop by the Pilot and the Flying J. You are more than welcome to stop there. You can camp in the parking lot if that's what you want to do. They have no problem with that. And by the way, they also have facilities there to where you can take care of the sanitary RV dump there if you need to. And they've also got many of them a shop close by or a truck wash close by where you get your camper washed. So there you go.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And also another thing that's really important as well is the Pilot Flying J website. They've got a locator on there. You can find out where you can find a pilot or Flying J and plan your trip accordingly.
Right. And we will be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two coming back. And I see Tom Del Picaro is up and alive and well at 12 midnight at night out in California. Uh-huh. Alrighty. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.